Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Today was the first day on the job for Marty Meehan as president of the five-campus University of Massachusetts system, and the former UMass Lowell chancellor and congressman is proposing some new programs to cut the cost of tuition. WBUR's Fred Tice was there today as Meehan took questions from a pre-selected group of students at UMass Boston.
The session was like the shooting of a campaign commercial. The 19 chosen students, the only ones present in a UMass Boston atrium, were placed in a circle to ask Meehan questions while a camera crew recorded the event. One student asked Meehan how he would keep UMass accessible despite tuition increases. Meehan replied it's his job to obtain more state and federal money. He proposed more three-year programs for veterans.
If you have a student, for example, who just finished multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, and maybe they're 26, 27, they might be more interested in a three-year degree program.
Meehan said he'd like to see more co-op programs like those at Northeastern University. He said those would not fit well into 3 years. The student who asked the question was Lucas Cohen. The political science and English major at the UMass Boston Honors College is from Los Angeles and runs a magazine on campus. He says Meehan did not answer his question. He's worried that as Meehan tries to improve UMass's national rankings, it'll turn increasingly to out-of-state students such as himself.
If you look at traditionally like what UMass has been about, it's been about catering to urban communities. When you start sourcing out of the state to meet those performance goals, in a way, you're shortchanging the communities that we were meant to serve. And so that's really troubling.
Meehan says those out-of-state students are key to keeping in-state tuition low.
It is a fact that out-of-state students pay more than in-state students. So in essence, many out-of-state students are subsidizing in-state students. That financial model seems to work very well for the great public universities in the country, whether it's the University of Virginia, University of Vermont, the University of Michigan.
Meehan says he's looking forward to UMass Boston benefiting financially from the 2024 Olympics, if they're held in Boston. The campus is the setting for the proposed Athletes Village. He predicts athletes would arrive as much as a month before the Games and hopes UMass could charge rent for the use of its athletic facilities as athletes practice. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.